Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Tumanggap ng galit na sagot ang mambabatas na Bob Carter sa parlamento sa gitna ng pag-aresto kay Haysem Zahab. Itinuro niya ang bayan ng Yang bilang hindi opisyal na kapitolyong Muslim sa gitna ng Estado at binanggit din ang komentaryong naunang sinabi ni Kaysar Trad, Pangulo ng Australian Federation of Islamic Councils, na kung saan parang hinayaan nito ang karahasan sa tahanan. Pagkatapos nito, humingi ng paumanhin si Ginoong Trad dahil sa kanyang sinabi.
Will the minister listen to his own backbench and the United States and ban visas from North Africa and the countries between Greece and India, exempting, of course, persecuted minorities, namely Sikhs, Jews, and Christians?
Ito ay nagdala ng ganitong sagot mula kay Ministro Peter Dutton ng Imigrasyon.
The member asked about the population of Muslims in Yang, and it's important to point out that the vast majority of people who are working hard in that community, supporting, for example, the abattoir that can only stay open because of that local Muslim population. It provides support to local farmers and to that local economy. They are hard-working people. They are doing the right thing. And like 99% of people from the Islamic community in this country, they are doing the right thing. But, Mr. Speaker, where we find the 1% and where the 1% are doing the wrong thing, or people who would seek to do harm to our country, we will come down on them hard.
Samantala, nagulat naman ang mga residente ng maliit na bayan ng Yang mula sa mga balitang isa sa kanilang residente ay di umanong may ugnayan sa nagpahayag sa sariling Islamic State. Si Justin Beltagi ay miyembro ng lokal na komunidad Lebanese na kilala si Zahab.
I didn't expect it from a person like him. Like, he usually keeps to himself, and we're pretty shocked. Oh, it's pretty shocking. It's something that doesn't usually happen around town. Like, you wouldn't expect it to happen around Yang because it's a very quiet country town.
Sinabi ng ministro sa pulisya ng New South Wales, Tony Grant, na ang geografiya ng lugar ay isang bagay kapag ito ay lumalabas na banta mula sa mga grupong kagaya ng IS.
And it doesn't matter where you live this day and age. The world is a lot closer. We are a connected world with technology. Has many great advantages, but it often presents some risks. And this is some of the risks that we face as we've seen on our TV screens in recent years. The operational response to all these threats and emerging threats will continue to be resourced very thoroughly, and there'll be no complacency just because you're in the bush.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.